Rwandan and Ugandan troops crossed into the Democratic Republic of the Congo this week, sparking fears of another catastrophic regional war. Burundi, a neighbor of both Rwanda and the Democratic Republic of Congo, is another pressure point further destabilizing the region. 10 to 15,000 refugees have fled from Burundi to Rwanda, fearing violence caused by Burundian President Pierre Nkurunziza's decision to ignore constitutional term limits and seek a third term in office. KPFA's Ann Garrison has more.
Political repression is escalating in Rwanda, Burundi, and the Democratic Republic of the Congo, where all three presidents have made moves to remain in power past constitutional term limits, as Uganda's Yoweri Museveni has for almost 30 years. Yesterday, Burundi's Nkurunziza formally announced that he's running again, and today police were reported to be firing live ammunition into street protests called in response. This young man spoke to the BBC in the streets of Burundi's capital, Bujumbura.
3 hours ago, a young man has been killed. Youth that doesn't have jobs. We don't have jobs, we don't have anything. So, the reason why we're here is to protest this third mandate of the president. That's why we're here.
Yesterday, at his party's nominating convention, President Pierre Nkurunziza warned his opponents against resisting.
The ruling party is like a wall. If you try to throw a ball at it, it will bounce back at you and hit you in the face.
It was also reported this week that both Rwandan and Ugandan troops had crossed the border into DR Congo, where they have a long history of plundering mineral resources and even timber reserves. This stirred fear of another catastrophic regional war, like the First and Second Congo Wars of 1996 to 2003, which drew in all nine countries bordering DR Congo. Those wars began when Rwandan, Ugandan, and Burundian troops invaded DR Congo in 1996, and after a peace treaty was signed in 2003, proxy militias for Uganda and Rwanda continued the conflict in Congo's mineral-rich east. Ugandan and Rwandan troops were also, at times, allowed to cross the border with U.S. and U.N. blessing. Rwandan troops crossed into Congo in the disastrous and unsuccessful 2009 operation to wipe out the Rwandan refugee militia, known as the FDLR. Ugandan troops crossed into Congo in the equally disastrous and unsuccessful 2009-2010 operation to hunt down warlord Joseph Kony and the Lord's Resistance Army. Another regional war could make it easier for Rwanda's President Kagame, Burundi's President Nkurunziza, DR Congo's President Kabila, and Uganda's President Museveni to cling to power. The U.S. is the dominant military power in the region, as it is everywhere, and it has great strategic interest in DR Congo's mineral reserves. U.S. responses will therefore be closely watched by all concerned. In Berkeley, for Pacifica, KPFA and Afrobeat Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.